Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Ray Graff. Time to talk travel today and welcome back our buddy Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center in Latham, New York. If you have a travel question, maybe you're thinking about getting away and you want some last-minute details, Gene's the one. 800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551, or email your travel question to voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org, or call us 800-348-2551. The one, the only, Gene Gagnon is here to answer your travel questions. We'll kick off right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Travel Day, and we welcome back certified travel counselor Gene Gagnon. Gene is president of Plaza Travel Center, a woman-owned business since 1969. The Institute of Certified Travel Agents awarded Gene the designation of certified travel counselor in 1985. She was an adjunct instructor of travel and tourism at University College of Syracuse University and Schenectady County Community College. At Plaza Travel, Gene specializes in VIP travel, custom planning, international itineraries, and group travel. You got a question? She's the one. 800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. You can email your travel question to voxpop@wamc.org. Gene Gagnon, welcome back.
Oh, hi, Ray. It's so good to be here.
Have you done any traveling, travel counselor?
Yes. I just got back about 2.5, 3 weeks ago from the Alps.
Ooh, which Alps? The Swiss Alps, the Italian Alps?
Actually, a little bit of everything. We
really?
Went to Chamonix, so we saw the French Alps, the Swiss Alps, the Austrian Alps.
Jeez.
Let's see. Oh, and the Italian Dolomites, which technically are also the Alps.
What about the German Alps?
Well, we kind of on the edges because we went to Oberammergau, which is a city in Germany.
What about the Greek Alps?
I have not been to the Greek Alps.
Is there such a thing?
No,
I'm just throwing
Greek
countries
mountains.
Out there.
There's Greek mountains, but I don't think they're technically called the Alps. I think mainly the Alps go through to Slovenia,
yeah.
Like Lake Bled, that area.
Okay.
I've been there.
So the Latvian Alps is off the table.
I think so. Yeah, I think
so. What'd you do?
What didn't I do? I went on a alpine slide, which I've never been on that kind here, where your luge is actually locked into the track. And you have a seatbelt on, so you can't go flying.
Right.
And it brings you up on a straight path, like click, 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 like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the tippy top, you decide you're either going to push forward or you put the brakes on. But you control it.
Okay.
So, like, my 29-year-old daughter was with me, and I don't think she hit the brakes once.
Did you have a heart attack or anything?
No, but I was doing a lot of screaming, but fun screaming,
yeah.
Like, you know, like I'm a roller coaster screamer.
Right.
So, yeah, it was
a
lot of fun.
Well, that sounds great. How fast did you get?
I don't know. Fast. It was fast.
Okay.
I don't know.
It would be in kilometers, obviously.
Yes, it would be.
All right.
Yes,
how about the food?
Food was fabulous. We went to a Swiss creamery where they make raclette, which is this beautiful cheese that they melt and then put over boiled potatoes. Oh, really good.
Potatoes?
Well, potatoes and pickles and like, come on, it's really good.
Really?
Yeah, and sausage, a lot of sausage. And
did you have any of the Swiss Miss cocoa? I heard it's fantastic.
I had the real cocoa, yes.
Really?
Our hotel at breakfast every morning had hot milk available that you could mix with the real Swiss chocolate cocoa mix. Oh my gosh.
Was it served
fabulous.
By a Swiss lady in the
yes,
traditional
actually,
garb?
Yes, they had the little thing on, a little corset with a little puff sleeves.
Ah,
yep.
Very nice.
And my daughter, who is gluten-free, found so much food that she could eat that was fabulous.
Really?
Like fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Yeah.
Any good cocktails?
Oh, yes. I discovered a Hugo Spritz.
Hugo Spritz.
Yes.
Who was a character actor on Hogan's Heroes long ago.
Hugo?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
What's up?
Well, it's like an Aperol Spritz.
Okay.
But it's made with Saint Germain.
Ah.
And, you know, seltzer and a little bit of Prosecco and mint and all this stuff. Really. It's like an Aperol Spritz, but a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
So you enjoyed that?
Oh, I enjoyed that tremendously.
And you took a tour, I take it?
Yeah, I led a group with about 15 of us. So it was a nice small group.
And what was the age range?
How
old was the oldest person on the trip?
The oldest person on the trip was 80.
Did you throw her down on this alpine slide as well?
No. Actually, he did great.
Actually,
82 maybe? I don't know. But everybody did wonderful. It was just a fabulous trip. We did a lot of fun stuff.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Gene Gagnon is our guest today. Just back from the Alps, don't you know? 800-348-2551 if you have a travel question for Gene. This one came in via email at voxpop@wamc.org. This is from our pal Lori in Enfield, Connecticut. Hi, Gene. I'm off in September for a trip to Egypt and Jordan. It'll be one of those small cruise lines, so I'm sure we'll be protected, although I'm concerned about being in Jordan and the close proximity to Israel in a hotel for a week. Any shopping tips you can provide? Also, your words of comfort about being in the Middle East at this time is appreciated.
Well, yeah, I would not. Not that I wouldn't be concerned, I would still go.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way. Because if it wasn't safe, the cruise line wouldn't take you. Okay. I'm sure she's going on a reputable cruise line.
I mean, things can happen, right?
Anything can happen anywhere.
The Titanic didn't work out so well, right?
Hey, you know, you can go grocery shopping in Buffalo and there's a problem.
Yeah.
You go on a marathon in Boston and there's a problem.
Yeah.
You can't stay in your room.
You. Right.
And, I just had some people go right before the conflict. What was that, 2 or 3 years ago when it started in October? And I had people go that January. They had a wonderful time, wonderful time. No problems at all. So, you know, yes, you have to be careful, but you also have to say, you know, more accidents happen in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Or the shower.
Well, you make a point. Yes. So any travel or shopping tips
anything? Oh, yes. Okay, so this is the thing. You're going to have a lot of people trying to come up to you selling things, okay? The best thing to do is either not look at them, okay? If you really are sincerely interested, that's fine. You can haggle with them over the scarves or whatever they're selling. But if you're not interested, don't touch it. Don't look at it. Just keep walking. And a polite no and keep walking. Yes, they're aggressive, but they're not mean.
Okay.
You know, they're just trying to make a buck.
Right.
Okay.
Our number is 800-348-2551 if you have a travel question. 800-348-2551. You know, I'm sure this tour boat is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the news about the viruses on the boat. You see how people died and it was not well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were birders and they went into some very, very rural areas before they were on the boat.
Oh, they got the hantavirus off the boat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're pretty sure. They're pretty sure the people who kind of started it, as far as I know, and we're not going to really get into that, but if you really read the news reports carefully, it seems like they may have gotten it when they were traveling around on their own before they got on the boat.
Would you and have you done cruises like that?
Not birding specific, but yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going to Patagonia next fall.
No kidding.
Yeah. We're going to start in Buenos Aires, and then we go down to Patagonia and the national parks down there. And I'm going to be on a small boat for about 4 nights, but we're going to be going in and out of fjords. We're going to go through like Cape Horn.
Wow.
And the Straits of Magellan.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'm really
way
excited.
Down there.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
And
I'm really
excited.
And
of course, that'll be springtime.
Exactly. And it's a good time of year to go. The weather isn't that bad. So, yes, not only have I been, but I'm going to continue to go. Yeah.
The number here is 800-348-2551 if you have a travel question for Gene Gagnon. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Did you say that you went on a train when you were in the Alps?
I know this is shocking
to you.
This
is so exciting and wonderful.
Yes, we went on this beautiful train that is called the Golden Pass.
Okay.
And we went from Lucerne to Gstaad, even though you can go further, but we went to Gstaad. And we were very fortunate because they have some vintage cars, but you never know which departure time they're going to put them on. And we were in a vintage car.
Why is that good?
Oh, it was just, you know, to me, it's like Murder on the Orient Express. You know, it had beautiful wood. It had beautiful upholstery. There were little wrought iron, you know, fixtures and lamps and things like that.
Cool.
It was just really charming. As a matter of fact, when I sent a picture home to my husband, he said, you know, did anyone get murdered? You know, referencing the Orient Express. It was
Hercule Poirot on board.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So it was beautiful, the scenery. We were very fortunate. We had excellent, excellent weather.
Nice.
So blue skies, very typical Swiss pastoral vistas.
Well, you showed me a couple pictures on your phone that looked like you could sell them. That's
how
good they are.
I know. It was incredible. As a matter of fact, it was almost a little too warm at times.
Well, you're survived, and you don't have much of a sunburn. You're fine.
I know.
Do you put a lot of the sunblock on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's how you keep the skin.
I wear a hat.
Really?
What
kind of hat do you? I would picture you in a pith helmet.
No. No, a little hat with a little bow on the back. Right?
Very nice. Very nice. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon is here. It's travel, and we'll hit the phones in a moment. All right, so you heard me probably go on and on and on like a broken record this morning during the roundtable. The lockbox is open. I apologize for the repetition. But we need your support now. If you love WAMC, any part of it, maybe you hate my show, that's okay. If you like something else, throw your dollar in, WAMC.org. We're up to close to 390,000, I think, in the lockbox. We need you now, and you can do it. I wouldn't say call, because the volunteers are gone. But go online, WAMC.org, and make your secure online pledge. It's Vox Pop right now, and Gene Gagnon, fresh back from the Alps, is with us today. She's had a couple of Hugo spritzes, and she's lubed up and ready to go for the show. And let's go to Johnstown, and we begin with Chris. Chris, you're on.
Oh,
Chris, you got to turn it down a little bit, okay, buddy?
Go online.
Okay, there we go. Chris, call back, and you got to have your radio turned down when you're calling in the show, all right? Otherwise, we get a delay. I hear myself. I get transfixed, like I'm looking in the mirror and say, wow, that guy sounds great. And then the show's over. Shane is in Poughkeepsie. Shane, you're on with Gene Gagnon.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. You know, on my honeymoon, we did a trip to Lucerne, and it was the most beautiful place in the world.
It's very pretty.
But I'm actually calling. Oh, it is. It's amazing. But I'm calling now because we have a below 2 year old, and we're going on not as big as going to Lucerne. We're going on a week-long trip to Philadelphia for the 250th, you know, anniversary of America. But what are tips for traveling with a young child like that, especially on a long car drive?
How old?
When you're 18 months. Well, on a trip, she'll be 19 months.
Okay, so very little. Okay. Well, first of all, make sure you put in the car seat some kind of rubberized or waterproof pad, because if they fall asleep, has been my experience when my kids were younger, they can actually soil themselves and you don't even know, or they're crying and you can't pull over. So that's like my number one tip. Lots of snacks. I don't know if at that age we used the books on tape, or you could actually do them, you know, on your phone now, things like that. But that was always very, very amusing to them, because especially if they're familiar with certain things, if they already watch something like Sesame Street and they hear those voices, that helps too. Frequent stops where you can let them run. But if you stop somewhere where you don't want them to run, leave them in the stroller, because you'll never get them back in the stroller.
Well, the child running at 19 months?
Walk to talk.
Shane,
what's the word? To.
Mine does. So.
Yeah, okay.
That would be good.
So I always tell people, like, if you're going to stop and run into the bathroom, carry them or put them in the stroller. And then maybe once you're out of the bathroom, then let them run around a little. You know, it's not that long a trip, so you should be able to do okay.
I missed where the trip was.
Philly.
Oh, Philly. Oh, that's not
Philly.
That far.
Yeah, that's not too bad. But lots of snacks, little books that they can look at, things like that, even if they're just chewing them, at least it's something. And don't give them everything at once. You know what I mean? Like, you know, hoard it and give it a new one every hour or so.
Ah, okay. Yeah. What do you think?
All right. Sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good trip.
Appreciate the call. 800-348-2551. In my experience, the little kids fall right asleep when they're on the road. It's the rumbling of when our kids wouldn't sleep when they were little infants and toddlers. In the car, drive around the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's usually the older ones that give you a harder time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when they're in their teens and they want the keys. But now let's try Chris in Johnstown. Chris, you're on.
Hey, sorry for the faux pas.
You got it, man. No problem. Go ahead.
Hey, I like to go to the Southern Caribbean, usually Aruba. I've been to Barbados and St. Lucia. And I'm actually kind of sick of going to Aruba because it's just gotten so crowded. Where is a good place to go that's quiet, has good beaches, perhaps Bonaire or Curaçao?
Well, Bonaire and
Curaçao.
I
want to go someplace different.
Yeah, Bonaire and Curaçao are really good for snorkeling and diving. Their beaches aren't as nice as the beaches in Aruba.
Yeah, I snorkel.
Yes, so that would be good. Yeah, those would be great. Are you going at a time of year where we're worried about hurricanes anytime between May and September?
No, I'm probably going to go in August.
Okay. Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, then some other spots for you. St. Lucia is beautiful. They have both some nice beaches, plus their interior is very, very lush. You know, not like Aruba, which is drier. So St. Lucia would be a great spot. And that's, you know, further south. It's almost as far south as Barbados.
There.
Oh, okay. So you've been there. What about, have you ever done, you're running out of, see, the other problem is, like, you could go to Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
You could go to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, but they're harder to get to. You know what I mean? I mean, all the nonstop flights you have to Aruba, or even single connections, you're not going to find to a lot of the smaller islands. One of the reasons these islands are getting bigger and more populated and busier is because of the nonstop flights. So if you don't mind changing planes even more than once, you know, but you're running out of places as far as bigger places that you can get to easily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But
so I'd have to take a hopper from Aruba to Curaçao or Bonaire.
From Curaçao, you might be able to change planes in San Juan. I don't know if where you're leaving from. Like if you go from New York, you can go New York, San Juan, and then
probably,
over.
I don't know. Maybe Atlanta.
Right, right. I mean, there's Antigua. I mean, that's not as far south as Bermuda, but Barbados, but it's further south than the Turks and Caicos. But since August is hurricane season, so it's from May to October.
I thought it was like till December.
And technically it's May to October.
Okay.
So
well, they don't really get hurricanes in the Lesser Antilles around.
No, they don't. That's why
around the ABCs.
That's why. Most people go to Aruba and Bonaire and Curaçao during the hurricane season because they don't get the storms. They're too far south and too far west.
Okay.
But if you do want to go someplace different and you really just care about the beaches, you could also do something like Trinidad, Tobago. You're already in St. Lucia, but you could also always go to the other side of St. Lucia. And, of course, Martinique, Guadeloupe. You know, somewhere there as well.
All right. Chris, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon is our guest today. It's Travel on Vox Pop. If you have a question, we have an expert ready for you. And what could be more fun than heading out to Argyle and talking to our friend Merle? Hello, Merle.
Hello.
What's up, Merle?
Can you hear me good, or do I need to move around?
No, you stay right where you are and project like you're doing now. Speak from the diaphragm, and we're all set.
Okay. I'm speaking from the diaphragm.
Well done.
This is the trip from hell.
Oh, no.
I wish I had remembered your name. I would have called you as a travel agent.
It's Ray, but you don't have to call.
I'm not going to name the travel agent.
Okay. I won't
name the airline.
Okay, good.
Merle, can I ask, before you ask a question, is this about the trip to Minnesota?
Yes, it is.
Oh, unfortunately, you already called in, and we talked all about that.
You have a better memory than I do, Gene. What do you take notes?
So, unfortunately, we already heard it all.
Merle, hey, guess what? I think she shut you down, man.
Well,
sorry,
but we already talked about it. The only thing you can do is write letters to their customer service.
What?
Go ahead, Merle.
And I did, and I got back nothing. We're sorry. Oh, I hope you used our airlines again.
Oh, yeah, but okay. Well, you know.
That's it.
That, you know, I don't think Gene can help you there, my friend, but on the plus side.
Is the direct flight better than making a split?
Yes,
obviously.
It's always better to do a nonstop flight. Yes.
Yeah, man. And your phone sounds great. Congratulations on that. Merle, thanks a lot. 800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop. Jean Gagnon is our guest. She was over in the Alps, don't you know, but she came back a few weeks ago. And let's go now to Palatine Bridge and our friend Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, you're on.
Okay, Gene, hey, I've got a question for you. My wife is retiring after about 40 years in the school systems as a speech pathologist, and I'd like to take her to where she grew up as a young kid in the military in Afsent in Belgium.
Ooh.
And as a side trip, maybe over to Portugal. But I was wondering, she doesn't like tour buses, you know, and she's fairly familiar with the area. What kind of a travel plan would you think about being, you know, would it be something with a guide so you kind of get to explore the scenes over there?
Well, if you don't.
She just doesn't like those tour buses.
Right. No, I don't blame her. So, Alan, you can definitely do a trip where you're on your own. So, in other words, you plan your flights, you plan your hotels, and you take the trains. Both the Netherlands and Belgium and northern France, those are great areas to visit using having a base in either Belgium or Amsterdam. In Belgium, if you go to Brussels, it makes a great base to then make day trips to places like Bruges. So it depends upon, you know, how long you have. But you could just stay in that single area, maybe fly into Amsterdam, do that a little bit, then go down to Belgium, do that area, and then maybe even fly out of Paris. That would make a really nice 2-week trip. If you only had a week, then I would just concentrate in the Belgium area.
Yeah, I was even thinking 3 weeks would be a lot of fun because we're both retired now. So I just want to maximize and have a great time and give her a chance to see some of the things she knew when she was a kid growing up.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
One last question. What do you advise as far as like health insurance when you travel? Is there something special you recommend through your knowledge?
Yeah, well, for our clients, we do recommend travel insurance. We have a couple of different companies and a couple of different types of policies. The most important thing you have to do is contact your own health insurance and ask them if you're covered while you're in Europe. If you're not, then you got to get a policy.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you've been wonderful. I always enjoyed listening to you guys.
Thanks for coming on,
and I appreciate your time. Yep.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Alan, thanks for the call. Now, 2 weeks, I mean, Belgium's not that big. Can you
But you're doing day trips. So, like I said, if he went for 2 weeks, I would fly into Amsterdam, maybe do Amsterdam for 3 or 4 days, and do, like, from Amsterdam, you can go to Gouda, you can go to, you know, all the little Delft. You know, so you do some day trips. Then you take the train to someplace like Brussels. You do maybe a walking tour of Brussels, and then maybe do a day trip to Bruges, then another day trip to another part. So you split it up. And then from there, I would take a train down to Paris and end in Paris for 3 or 4 days. So you add those all up, plus the travel days.
A few weeks.
That's a couple of weeks.
Yep. 800-348-2551 is our number. Gene Gagnon is our guest. It's travel. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Lisa writes in, we'd like to travel to Europe next year to escape the colder northeast weather, but wondering where and when we should go. We'd prefer weather consistently in the mid-60s and 70s. Spain, Portugal, Italy, it'd all be nice. We would consider a tour or cruise, and that's from Lisa.
Okay. So if you're going to go to Europe during the winter, their weather's a little bit milder than ours. But if you want it a little bit on the warmer side, you would definitely want to do either Portugal, Spain, southern France. Like you could do the French Riviera and do a lot of little day trips from there. Or if you want it even a little bit warmer, you could do something like Sicily in Italy.
Ah.
You know, so Italy's a long country. So you can't just say Italy. because the north is different than someplace like Sicily, which is further south.
Right.
Okay. But if you really wanted warm, then I would recommend along that southern coast of the Mediterranean. And it's beautiful, and I wish I could afford to retire there for the winters.
Yeah. How many more years would you have to work to be able to retire?
Oh, I'm probably never going to retire.
40, 50
years. I love what I do too much.
All right. Well, you can always travel there.
Yeah, yeah.
Nehemiah writes, I'm keen to see countries that have not been changed by tourism, places like Romania, Albania. What advice do you have for people who, like me, who like to blend in and experience a country unaffected by tourism?
Well, that's rather difficult because the more country has been unaffected by tourism, the harder it is to get there, the less options you have. I mean, you can do it, but you can also go to places that, okay. So if you go to Rome, for example, you could be there for a week and not see any tourists, but you wouldn't be going to the Colosseum, you wouldn't be going to the Vatican, you know what I mean? You'd be living more like a local.
Right. Okay.
So you can really do that anywhere.
Okay.
But if you also want to combine it with doing things, a lot of countries don't have the great infrastructure that some of the more populated countries have. So if you go to France or you go to England or even Spain or Portugal, it's a much better train system,
right,
and even buses to get around. Whereas, for example, when I was in Croatia, which was fabulous, their infrastructure is not as built up because of their more recent wars and things like that,
right,
than it would be in another country. So you can do it, but you could also go to countries that just aren't as heavily populated. Like you could go to Asia. You could go to Vietnam. Oh, my gosh. I walked around in markets in Vietnam. I don't think I saw another tourist, you know. So, excuse me. Depends upon where you go.
Right.
Yeah.
The number here is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. It's Travel Today with Gene Gagnon, certified travel counselor. And once again, it's 800-348-2551. You mentioned you're going to Patagonia coming up, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to take a group in the fall that I'm just starting to sell now. But it's going to be so interesting because not only are we going to Buenos Aires, so in Argentina, they have a lot of ranches. So we're going to be going to a ranch and having like a barbecue and things like that. We're going to be doing tango because that's where it originated.
Yeah.
And at the end, there's an option, which I'm doing, where we're going to go to Iguazu Falls.
Really?
Which I think is really amazing.
Are you going to take the crew over the falls like you did with the Alpine thing?
No. I might take a helicopter over it, but
cool.
Just to see the falls. It's one of the biggest falls complexes. Like it's like 2 miles wide, and there's something like 400 waterfalls. So I'm really interested in that.
Do you ever go further south? Do you ever go down to Antarctica?
Not yet.
You're going to go?
One never knows.
I can't imagine there's a Hilton down there where you could all stay.
No. But we don't stay in places like Hilton's anyway. We try to stay at like smaller boutique kind of hotels that are more local, more culturally involved.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really cool.
That's great. Yeah. Gene Gagnon is our guest. Let's go back to the phones here and then we'll take a quick break. Patricia's in Bennington, Vermont. Hello, Patricia.
Hello, Ray. Hi, Gene.
Hi, how are you?
You got it.
I'm doing well.
Good.
So I have a question.
Yes.
My husband and I and some family members are going to be traveling to the Philippines the end of June.
Oh.
And into the first, maybe part of second week of July, like June 20th through the 10th of July.
And where are you going?
Kind of the wet.
Sorry.
We're flying.
You dropped out a little bit.
We'll spend some time in 4K. I have a family member who's from the Philippines, but this is my first trip there, and I thought, are there some sites that would be exciting for someone to see?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
2.5 weeks. Okay.
Yeah. That's a long time, but there's...
And that's a rainy season. Not many tourists are there.
Exactly.
Rains during the day very quickly, and then it's gone.
Right.
But it's going to be hot and humid.
It is. So there are tours that you can take into the inland, you know, so that, you know, you can see the jungles, the forests, you know, things like that, because their natural diversity is very, very high there. Mm-hmm. Okay. You could take boat trips. Mm-hmm. You can do, make sure you do a food tour. Okay. Especially
yes,
in Manila.
That's been on the list.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You got to do a food tour. That's one of my favorite things. Yeah.
We've been advised to come with a big appetite.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Now, that being said, the other thing I want to tell you is that make sure you bring appropriate medications, because even I, who, you know, I try everything. You know, and sometimes the food is just different. It's delicious, but it's just different. Or like in Vietnam, there were a lot of vegetables, you know, things like that. So, you know, not just the Imodium, but Pepto-Bismol. Okay. Very, very important.
We'll pack that.
And always, always bottled water in that part of the country.
We were advised by someone else who had traveled there to take bottles with filtration.
Yes, that doesn't hurt either. That doesn't hurt either.
Right.
You won't. You probably won't have a problem in most of the larger hotels because they have their own filtration systems. But just to be the safe side, when I travel to that part of the world, I don't even brush my teeth with tap water. So, and because of that, you got to be careful of ice. Now, if you're in a hotel that has its own filtration system, it's not a problem. But out on the street, you're better off with bottled water or beer or wine.
Yeah. And brush your teeth with gin. That works as well. No, don't do that. Hey, Patricia, thanks a lot. We got to take a break here. 800-348-2551 is the number. Jean Gagnon is the guest, and we talk travel every so often. Today's the day. We'll be back. Well, boy, it makes good. There it is. Todd Nelson. On Vox Pop, Space Jelly, 800-348-2551 is the number. It's Travel with Jean Gagnon. Don't forget the lockbox, WAMC.org. I'm told that we're doing very well today. You've done great. If you haven't made your pledge yet, pop in, WAMC.org. Jean Gagnon is our guest, and you know, she is well known for despising train travel, but she
that
just
is
sent
not true.
No,
oh, liar, pants on fire.
You just sent a beautiful picture of the train that you were on.
Yes, I've never said
you weren't grimacing at all.
Ray, everybody who hears this show knows that you always give me a hard time about trains.
Yes, I do,
just
because it's fun.
I sometimes prefer faster alternate transportation. That does not mean I am anti-train, so don't ever
all
say
right,
that
all
again.
Right. So you're not anti-train.
I'm
then.
Not anti-train.
You're ambivalent, but not anti-train.
I'm not ambivalent.
Okay, that's fine.
This was a beautiful train ride. I recommend the trains in Switzerland. Boy, they operate like clockwork.
Yeah, Swiss clocks.
I mean, oh, yeah. When they say they're leaving at like 2:02,
right?
They leave at 2:02.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ruthless efficiency in that part of the world. Christine says, I would love to visit Thailand, New Zealand, but the thought of long flights intimidate me. How do you do it?
Okay. So when we were flying home from, I think it was from Japan, and it was like an 18-hour flight or something, somebody said to me, oh, I'm so tired and I'm so uncomfortable. Jean, you must be used to this. And I said, no, you never get used to it.
Yeah.
It's long. It's tiring, but you put up with it. And I have compared it to bearing children.
Oh, come on.
Yes, because you put up with it, but then you still have another one.
Do you get an epidural on the flight to Thailand?
Well, they do have drinks, Ray.
Oh, well,
so in a way,
okay,
you can. In a way, you can.
Right,
but
I understand.
But yes, there are many things to do. Because nowadays you have your own individual screen. I don't know, Ray, if you've flown since you had to watch the movie from four rows back.
25 years ago I flew.
Okay,
that's the last time.
So now you have your own little screen.
Yeah.
You can watch movies. You can watch TV shows. You can play games. I have a comfortable neck pillow I bring. I bring noise-canceling headphones. Huge, huge game changer. Because instead of using those little tiny stinky earpieces they give you on the plane, you're plugging in these nice headphones and you can't hear anything except the movie or whatever you're watching.
Splendid.
It makes it much easier.
All right. So doubling back on the call we had before the break about the person who wanted to go to the Philippines and you said, go to the jungle.
Right.
My question. Now, I don't travel that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did go take a tour of Green Island and Manans and Watervliet. It was wonderful. When you go to a place like a jungle, do you have to have special shots? Do you need a course of shots?
No, because you're not just wandering around the jungle by yourself, you know. So what you would normally do, like when I was in Bangkok, for example, okay, we signed up for a half-day trip. There was like 8 people on a van. They come to the hotel or you meet them somewhere. You get on the van and they bring you to places that are safe. When I was in Laos, they brought us to this beautiful waterfall where we walked up the side of it. You know what I mean? Because it was one of those waterfalls that's meandering.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the top, there were changing rooms and we got into bathing suits and we swam in the water at the base of a waterfall in the Laotian jungle. I mean, does it get cooler than that?
No, not really.
But it was very safe. I mean, there were families, there were kids, so that's how you do it. Even though you might not be on a group tour for the whole time you're there, you sign up for these little trips. You could do it private, but that's more expensive. You could do it with a small group. So you sign up for those things when you're there.
But there are places in the world where when you go, our government suggests you take X, Y, and Z to protect.
Like I've had my Hep A, Hep B shots. But people are usually surprised that usually it's something that you should be taking anyway, like a tetanus.
Yeah.
Everyone should have a tetanus that's up to date.
Yeah.
I'm over 65, so I take a pneumonia shot.
And the shingles. Don't forget the shingles shots, right?
So if you're up with all your typical shots, you may need one or two more. Or if you're going to someplace when it's going to be the rainy season, very hot, you might want a malaria pill.
Mm.
So you talk to your doctor about it, and you go from there. It's not that hard.
Okay. Why do you look at me that way when you say that? Do you think I've underachieved on the traveling front?
I'm not going to say another word, Ray.
How dare you? Kelly writes in, my brother, and let's try to race through as many calls and emails as possible here. Lightning round. Kelly says, my brother and I are looking to take our teenage sons on an adventure. We are looking into jumping in Moab and rafting the Colorado River. Sounded so perfect until we realized it'd be between 95 and 105 degrees typically in August. We are definitely traveling in August. Do you have any alternate suggestions? Outdoors, historical, foodie. Thanks for your suggestions.
Well, a perennial favorite for me with families is Costa Rica. You have beaches, you have zip lines, you have a volcano, you have all kinds of really cool things.
Right.
So that's one thing. But you can also do something further north. You know, I mean, you could go into Canada, into some of the places that are more not like just Montreal and Quebec City. But there are places that are ski resorts in the winter that in the summer they have things like alpine slides and zip lines and things like that. So
there's
more than one option.
Eric writes in, my wife has always wanted to travel to Machu Picchu, and I would love to make that happen for her. How would we go about planning a trip like that? I know it's a loaded question. You're right. That's right. You're asking a travel agent. Any starter tips?
Yes. Time of year, you're better off in the fall or the spring. You're going to include Lima, Machu Picchu, probably Cusco. Start planning early. You can either do it as a custom tour, but that's going to be more expensive, or go with a small group tour that'll be more economical, and they'll bring you around.
Our number is 800-348-2551. Travel counselor Gene Gagnon is here, and we'll race through as many as we can here, and we'll start in Richmond, Massachusetts. Ellen, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm thinking of doing southern Spain in the fall and deciding whether wanting to go to Seville, Cordoba, visit the White Towns. Would the trains be adequate or rental? Would you recommend renting a car?
Well, you could do either. Okay, the trains are good, but they don't go to some of the hilltop mountain villages because they're mountain villages. But if you're in some place like Seville, you can do a day trip to somewhere. If you're in Malaga, you could do a day trip to Ronda in a van with a bunch, like maybe 4 or 5 other people. So there are definitely options. Trains are excellent in Spain, but they don't always go easily to some of the places. Like it's harder to get into Granada with a train. But there are other options that you could do. You want to go to a local agent and you want to say, you know, this is where I want to go. What would you recommend? But you got to get on the stick, believe it
really?
Or not. Fall is almost a second high season.
Is it
now.
Too late?
No, it's not too late.
Okay.
No.
Ellen, you want to quickly follow up?
No, thank you. That's great.
You're welcome, Alan.
Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. It's Gene Gagnon today. It's travel. And let's go to Saugerties and talk to Liz. Liz, you're on.
Hey, Gene. Hey, Ray.
Hey.
Hey.
I will be attending an Irish wedding in Tipperary in July, so I'm just curious, as Tipperary being my starting point, where some places you would recommend going from there. I'll be renting a car and we'll have a one-year-old with me.
Okay, so you're going to have to fly either into Dublin or Shannon.
We'll start in Shannon.
Okay, so if you go into Shannon, I would recommend you go up towards Galway and make sure you see the Cliffs of Moher, which are up near mm-hmm. there. You can go south and see the Dingle Peninsula.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The Dingle Peninsula.
Fine,
or,
yes.
Well, there's Dingle the Dolphin, if anybody's familiar with that.
Dingle the Dolphin.
Yeah, sure. exactly. you could do the Ring of Kerry, but the Dingle Peninsula is a little bit less crowded. And then you definitely want to make sure, In near Shannon is a great, the Bunratty Folk Park. There's a beautiful castle, and they also moved a bunch of old cottages and things there, almost like in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, that's really cool. And Dublin is a really, really nice city. So you do want to spend a couple of days in Dublin if you can. Now, this is important, and I got to say this. And it's not just about your trip. When I say 2 days in Dublin, that means 3 nights. You have to spend 3 nights somewhere in order to have 2 full days.
Right.
I wish everybody knew that because they go, oh, I'm just going to be there 2 nights. Well, then you're only going to be there 1 full day. Okay.
All right, Liz. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Liz.
800-348-2551. Travel today with Gene Gagnon. Wendy is also in Saugerties. Hello, Wendy.
Hi. Thank you. In mid-August, I'm going on my first tour, and I'm used to planning solo traveling and planning for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a tour and I want to make the most of my downtime. So we'll be going to Dublin, Belfast, Derry, Donegal, Connemara, County Clare,
okay.
and the Cliffs of Moher, which you just
mentioned. All right. So this is
anything special in those places I should.
Well, the thing is, I don't know what's already included in your tour. So this is what you want to do. You go online and you say list of top 10 things to do in Derry. Okay. And you kind of use that and then go to the tour and go, oh, we're already doing this. We're doing this. We're doing this. We're doing this. And then you have some other things in front of you that maybe the tour isn't doing that you can do on your free time.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's what I would highly recommend doing because you don't know. I don't know what's already included in your tour. You know, in Belfast,
right.
you want to see, you know, the old town in all of these places are beautiful. You want to look up some iconic restaurants maybe that aren't included in the group tour because even though you're on a tour, there'll probably be some evenings that you have on your own. So go there prepared with all of that. But first look
yeah,
up.
That's
what I would do is
yeah,
look up.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. I usually go places with a whole itinerary, plan
right. well,
A, plan B,
well,
plan
sort of
C.
do that same thing, but then you can check off places that are already included with the tour.
All right. Hey, Wendy, thanks a lot. Now, you know, you talk about iconic restaurants. What wouldn't be? I mean, how many could there possibly be, right? They'd be on a tour.
Well, on a tour, all your meals are
Arby's?
Not usually included. Like for example, when I was in Glasgow on a tour, I did look up some things ahead of time, and I found out there was a Macintosh-designed tea room,
oh.
one of the original tea rooms that Macintosh designed.
Nice.
He was a big arts and crafts designer, for
yeah.
those who don't know who he was. So on my free time, we went to the Macintosh tea room and had tea.
Okay.
High tea.
Sure.
So you know, you do have to do some of your own research if you really
mean.
Want to make the most of it.
Gene Gagnon is our guest. Lynn writes in, how about a pre... Okay. Subject heading first. I got to read this. Cash for international travel. Is it a good idea? How about prepaid travel cards? Can they be used in any country? And for what? How about a country like China or maybe someday Russia if allowed to travel there? And that's from Lynn.
Okay. The best thing to do when traveling internationally is to use a credit card that does not charge a currency conversion fee. Sometimes they call them a foreign transaction fee.
Yeah.
Okay. So always use a credit card because that is the best rate of exchange, is the bank rate on a credit card. So, and nowadays you can even go to like a local food market, you know, like an outdoor market, and they have those little handheld
credit card things.
So you could use a credit card for everything. You're going to need some cash, maybe to tip your housekeeping or to tip. So I use an ATM that I get when I arrive, and I use my own ATM card to get the local currency. I have never, ever, ever traveled anywhere with cash in hand of that local currency.
So you have been to Russia? You have been to China?
I've been to China. Yep. I've not been to Russia. Egypt. I went to an ATM across the street from the hotel, put my ATM card in, said I wanted $200, and they gave it to me in Egyptian currency.
Yeah, okay.
So that, to me, is the way to do it.
All right, let's go to Westtown and Liz. Liz, you're on.
Hi. I'm planning to go to Ireland, mm-hmm. but I'm handicapped, and I was wondering if you know any resources for tours that accommodate handicapped people?
Oh, absolutely. There are tour companies. Either a good travel agent could direct you to one. I'm not allowed to say actual names.
I wouldn't.
But you can go on Google and put Irish tours for mm-hmm. the handicapped. Are you in a wheelchair, Liz?
Okay. Sometimes I use the
walker. You'll be a little bit restricted because there are many places that are historic. They don't have the Disabilities Act there like we have here.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can put an elevator in, but sometimes they can't. So that's why it is good to go with a tour company that is designed for that.
All right. Very quickly here, Gene Gagnon, let's go to somewhere in Eastern New York. Abigail, you're on. Do you have a question?
Thank you. Wow, I made it. Anyway, I just wanted to make a comment. Research, which you just mentioned, traveling is one of the greatest teachers. And perhaps with traveling, we can resolve some conflicts by getting to be educated. I'm suggesting the Middle East.
Abigail, I think that's a really, really good point.
We're just about out of time, but that's a great point.
It's a great point. Travel is educating, and it's the way to join hands.
Abigail, great idea, and that's a great spirit, and thank you very much for the call. Very quickly here, and we only have about 30 seconds, David writes in, just wanted to follow up on the question about options for vaccines. I'm sure you're well-versed in this, Gene, but anyone traveling overseas, especially to developing nations, can visit the CDC website for info on vaccines before they travel.
And
I have talked about
and
that.
And there's even a place in Albany where they actually do travel vaccinations. So
you have your shingles vaccine?
Yes.
Shingles can be very painful.
Yes, yes.
And once
yes.
you hit a certain age, I've had my shingles shots.
I've had mine because I'm past that that certain
really?
Age.
Really?
Yes,
I am. You look so youthful. It must be all the water, the alpine sliding that you do. So, Gene Gagnon, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
518-785-3338, or you can email me at gene@plazatravel.net.
Yeah.
We actually have tours that leave right from Albany, so you could go on our website.
From the International Airport?
No, we actually bus down in New York.
Oh, I see. All right, well.
So, the list is out there, so let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
That's great. And, you know, I got to take a travel tour sometime. Do you think I'd be a pain if I was on one of your tours?
Oh, you're not going on with me, Ray.
All right. Well, that's it's a terrible thing to say and a terrible way to leave the show. Gene Gagnon, we may see you again. Thank you for being on the program.
I love you, Ray. Thanks.
Support comes from Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. From scholarships to grants to personal giving plans, Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, connecting local generosity to help create local opportunity. Learn more at berkshiretaconic.org. Windy Hill Farm, nursery, orchard, and garden shop, Great Barrington, offering annuals, hanging baskets, tropicals, vegetable plants, Fedco seeds, and soil amendments for gardening season. WindyHillFarmInc.com. And Barrington Stage Company presenting Driving Miss Daisy with Deborah Jo Rupp, May 27th through June 21st in Pittsfield and June 28th through July 5th in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Tickets at BarringtonStageCo.org. Well, there you have it. I've been officially banned from any tours that Gene Gagnon does at Plaza Travel Center. And frankly, I'm hurt. Thanks to our engineer, Mike Bowen. Thanks to Andrea Leong for screening the calls. I'm Ray Graff. I'm going to lick my wounds now because that's what I always do after Gene Gagnon's on the show. Tomorrow, it's a lot less obstreperous. It'll be very calm. It's the Science Forum. We'll see you at 2:00.